Working class athletes blocked historically. Throughout recent history, the ruling class has attempted to block working class people from sports. The infamous mechanics exclusion clause was adopted by many early amateur sports bodies in the 19th century, including rowing and even athletics. Its job was to keep out the successful new breed of working class professional athletes. These rules excluded not only those who made a simple living from sports, but also anyone who is, or has been by trade or employment for wages a mechanic, artisan or laborer. Later these sports, predominantly Olympic, allowed workers to take part, but banned professionals, allowing those with the luxury of an independent income, and not having to work, the time to train, and travel to compete. This gave these amateurs huge advantages over working class athletes who toiled each day at work. While cricket allowed amateurs and professionals to play together, it wasn't until 1962 that the distinction between amateurs, aka the gentlemen, and professionals, aka the players, was ended. Despite this, many workers throughout the 20th century continued to pursue their chosen sport to the highest level. This often involved training multiple hours a day around full-time manual work. Many working-class athletes smashed the obstacles the ruling elites put before them, and many still do today, as has been shown over the last 2 weeks. BMX rider and gold medal winner Beth Shriver had her funding withdrawn, unlike the male BMX riders. Today, low wages and long working hours are still an insuperable barrier to many aspiring athletes. A socialist society could see a complete change in how sport is organized and run. All sports and facilities could be opened up, and hugely expanded, for enjoyment by everyone. This could be run democratically by fans, athletes, coaches and the local community. It could be based around workplaces, schools, communities, and local clubs, as part of a nationally planned setup sharing expertise and resources. This would allow everyone to play and take part to whichever standard they wish, just for fun, to keep fit, or to become a professional athlete,